Back on Downtown, it is time for this week's Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joining us right here in studio. Hello, sir.
Hello, everybody. I know no one's listening to us, by the way, because everybody is at Hannaford. I know, because I have just come henceforth.
Wow.
It's weird.
Is there a storm coming?
Apparently. You know what's coming? Rain is coming.
Yeah.
Because of course it is.
Sure, why not?
I feel very badly. I've got a dear friend who's also the wife of my drummer, and she is putting together this snowcross event over at Bass Park. Without fail, every time they try to do this, it rains the week before. It's very sad.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, brings up my band will be playing at Dice Arts this Saturday.
Ooh.
From 6 to 9-ish as part of the after party and such for that snowcross. All are welcome. It is not just for riders, and you get a chance to meet some of the riders and stuff like that. And actually, it's going to be like dry and awesome by Saturday. Mm-hmm. So go out and check that out, because it's really fun and they have a lot of family friendly things. So shameless plug for that. But come out and see my band, because we're not playing again until I think May. Yes. The people are busy. People are busy. My guitarist, God bless him, he drives for Dead River. I'm amazed we see him at all.
Wow.
Yeah. Talk about working hours. Like, a lot of people work a lot of long hours. Whew. Anyway, winter. So what are we doing? We're talking about wine.
Still, yes.
Because that's what we do.
Glorious thing.
And as we do around this time of year, we sort of are starting off on the essentials, the who's, what's, where's, why's. So today we're going to revisit how to taste wine. It's one of the most basic topics. I talk about it all the time with folks, and it's important to kind of refresh ourselves on what we're doing when we're enjoying this most lofty of beverages. Although today we're doing it with a very inexpensive, wonderful, refreshing wine, because as I was mentioning to these gentlemen, at this time of year, we get sort of inundated with a lot of very heavy things, and that's fine. I mean, it's certainly calorie-burning weather outside, but sometimes you just need something to wet your whistle. So we're doing a nice whistle wetter today. The Zestos Malvar is the wine we're doing. So Zestos, a family-owned winery in just south of Madrid, the grape Malvar, a wonderful alternative, sort of nutty like a Chardonnay and kind of, you know, broad, but with sort of elements of Sauvignon Christmas.
That is lovely.
So, tasting. First of all, Americans, we're really bad at this whole appreciating food thing. Though we've gotten better, because people have finally smacked us around enough to make us think that we should be doing better. And we owe these people a lot. I mean, we really, really do. They started showing us that anybody can actually enjoy it. Showed us, you know, good food on television and said, you know, you could do this. Good wine, you can do this, you can enjoy this. But we didn't really have we sort of had reached this point where we didn't know how. It's like when I started to discover spices. Like, you know, you know that there are ways to make your food flavorful, but you don't quite know what to use and how to use it and how, you know, the combination of things. So you kind of have to be told, because we, you know, as I often say, I was brought up, turned 25 basically and ended up in a hospital because my diet was terrible. I was drinking 6 Pepsis a day. I was eating, you know, nonstop fast food. I mean, it was a veritable White House feast for me every day. And it landed me in the hospital. They're like, you know, Mr. Meehan, there's nothing wrong with you. Your diet's terrible. And I was like, okay, well, so I got to break, you know, and start enjoying what I was eating and drinking, and therefore hopefully consuming less and consuming better stuff. But I found I really didn't know how. So let's talk about today, you know, how you're going to go about appreciating wine, whether it's an expensive wine or an inexpensive wine like the one we're having today. You still should appreciate it, can appreciate it. So why not? So the first way that we taste wine, right, is not tasting it at all, right? We look at it. We look at it like we look at everything. My apologies if you're not blessed with sight. Forgive me. We'll get to the next parts, but you know, the way we all judge everything is by sight initially, right? And it should be no different with wine, and especially because there's a lot of things that you could catch by looking at a wine that will give you an indication of what it's going to be like. First of all, the color will give you some indication, not only of, you know, potential flavor profile, but possible flaws. As I like to say, you know, if you're drinking a fresh white wine like the one we're drinking today, and it's really, really dark brown and looks oxidized, probably a problem with that. Now, there's asterisks to that. There's always, you know, wines from the Jura region of France or whatever that are oxidized young. But the chances are, if you're drinking something like that, you know you're drinking something like that and it's on purpose. So if you're drinking a nice fresh Sauvignon Blanc or something and it looks kind of like dark and blah, blah, or if you're drinking a red and it look, you know, when wine ages, it kind of goes to brown, right? So red will turn kind of brickish and whites will kind of go to that brown. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it is an indication of age and oxidization, right? So sometimes that's great, but sometimes it might be like, why does that look like that? It really shouldn't. And also, I mean, it's just a wonderful, I mean, so many of the grapes that we have access to these days, not just your Cabs and your Merlots and stuff like that, but your grapes like Tannat, which has red juice as opposed to white juice, some of the beautiful rosés, they just look fantastic. I mean, they invite, just as any good-looking food invites you to dive right in, a good-looking glass of wine is just, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And then, you know, we're gonna continue our tasting by still not tasting, right? And this next part is the most important part. It's your schnoz. Mm. You gotta smell your wine. You gotta smell everything that you eat and drink because, again, sometimes it could tell you, maybe you don't want to do that, but it's gonna tell you, man, not only do I want to do this, but it's gonna tell you so many things about what that smells like, right? Because of your olfactory nerves, right? They're the ones that are telling you all these many thousands of variables of, you know, it smells like grandma's apple pie, or it smells like, you know, cat piss.
I hope not.
Sometimes, sorry. But it's a thing. It smells like peach. It smells like one of my favorites, Necco wafer. What did I hit somebody with the other day? I tried something absolutely atrocious. I won't tell you what it was, but you won't find it on my shelves. But it smelled exactly like the medicine that they use to cover up the flavoring to cover up like amoxicillin or whatever.
No.
I was like, wow, they expect me to drink this for an enjoyment purpose. That's not going to work for me. And subsequently, I avoided putting it in my mouth, which was important first step for me.
Good decision.
I thought so.
Yeah.
The people who did put it in their mouth seemed disappointed. So
imagine.
So yeah, smell, folks. Smell, smell, smell. And yes, when you finally do get to tasting the wine and putting it in your mouth and letting it, you know, wash all around your palate and everything, keep smelling. Keep those, you know, again, the back of your throat is connected to your mouth. It's, you know, all those smells are still kind of going all around and enhancing, hopefully enhancing, if it's a good quality product, your enjoyment of the thing. So as, you know, the whole combination of that is really, really important. Look at it. Smell it. And don't smell like you, like, you know, what did I see the other day? I can't even remember, but it was somebody trying to, you know, like on one of these cooking shows, like, oh, smell this. And whoever it was, like, it was a celebrity host. It wasn't someone who actually, like, cooked or anything. And they really, they stuck their nose up and went kind of like, you're like, it sounded awful. And there's no way that you were, like, actually smelling anything. But, you know, just like you're walking down the street and you know, say Paris, because why not? And all of a sudden you just catch a beautiful, or, you know, you're walking down maybe past one of our fine restaurants and just out of the duct comes this smell of, you know, roasting steak or something like that. And you're just like, that's just fantastic. That's how you should smell wine. Not like you're trying to make a job out of it. Just enjoy it. Like you.
And one of the first things I learned from you when you began doing this segment back in the 80s.
That I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, that was two.
That was the second.
Number one, but it was to slow down.
Yeah.
And to enjoy it and savor it. And I've embraced that with wine, but I've tried to do a better job of that with food as well.
Because
we have a tendency as Americans to just rush through.
That's right.
And man, it's so much better when you savor things.
One of my most egregious problems I have with my nightly routine is cooking, which I love to do and happily so. And then we sit. And then I'll notice that when we're getting up from the table, unless, of course, my daughter is with us, in which case we will not be getting up from the table for 5 or 6 hours. Love you, honey. but it's 10 minutes and you're gone. You're done. It's like it's so absolutely, you know, the slow food movement was not just about taking time to prepare it, but absolutely taking time to enjoy it. And that's, it really should be possible. And you can enjoy wine, you know, with food, without food. But when you're enjoying, and it's not just wine, it's beers, it's craft beers, it's craft spirits, it's non-alcoholic things. But, you know, there's just a bevy of things out there right now that for better or worse, offer up what they are inside, but you have to pay attention. And a perfect, you know, kind of going back to my old lifestyle, or whatever, the thing we don't pay attention to in a lot of like soft drinks and things like that are the fact that they're really not good for you. And yes, I understand that alcohol in heavy quantities is not good for you either, but just, you know, not only pay attention to what you're smelling and what, but does it smell like it? I mean, wine, one of my biggest, you know, pet peeves, and we'll talk about the word fresh all the time. You'll hear it. This is an agricultural product. Like, it should smell like that. You want your food to smell fresh. You want your fish to not smell fishy. And you want your wine to smell like it actually came from grapes. You know, so, and that's what you can gain from actually paying attention by looking, by smelling, by tasting. And the fun thing is, you know, after you've tasted wine, did it meet your expectations? Was it what you thought? And that can be great because sometimes, like the wine we're drinking today, this is an inexpensive wine. This is $10.99 on the shelf. It's great. It's fantastic. Exactly what it should be. You shouldn't have to pay $30 a bottle for this, but boy, isn't it nice that it tastes like a, you know, wine that drinks up. And I love those. Love those. Absolutely fantastic. I'm running out of time. Lots of stuff to mention before I run out of time. Obviously, I mentioned my band 161 playing at Dice Arts this Saturday from 6 to 9. Events at the Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Friday the 15th, we've got the Galentine's Day event that is with the Be Me Boutique featuring Paisley Ray Couture. And I believe that is called Paisleyraye if you're looking it up. I believe there is also a porn star named Paisley Ray. So do try to get the spelling correct, or else you may learn all sorts of things that have nothing to do with garments. In fact, probably lacking garments. Anywho, monthly tasting, the 21st, 5 to 7, also going to be great. And we are finalizing the plans for the Chateau Mussard events. March 20th, it will be $30 per person, limit 40 people. We are having the tickets printed now. We have had considerable interest, so if you're interested, call the store and we'll get you on our list. It's going to be fantastic. Mediterranean Cuisine by TS, which is a local Lebanese caterer, will be doing the food for that. And then the next day, we will have our guest from Broadbent at our monthly tasting. So lots of stuff going on. Do come out and check us out.
Thanks, Eric. Cheers. News next from CBS. Back with more on the other side. It's Downtown.